Chof Tes Ir, Thursday the 9th of May, Rabbi Mordechai Safran, Cheesecake.
Good morning. I don't know if you know what good morning means. We say good Yom Tov. What does Yom Tov mean? Good day. What does that mean?
Double language.
We don't say it on Shabbos. Toy means simcha. On Yom Tov there's a chiv to be besimcha. Shabbos is an inyan of oinig, pleasure. But Yom Tov is an inyan of simcha. It's good Yom Tov means a good a day of simcha. Not just by the way. So good morning should be simcha every day. If this Hashem besimcha. We're preparing for Shavuos. We've been counting. Well, by Shavuos time, we're counting 49 days, and at the end of the 49 days, we've arrived at Shavuos, great day when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Incidentally, we do not celebrate anything that happened in the past. We're celebrating what's happening now. The Inyan of Shavuos happens every year on the same day. It's the same with the birthday. It's the same with anything that repeats itself on the same day. And there were greater tzaddikim who actually were called up on Shavuos and heard the thunder and lightning during the Leini. Because the Inyan of every Inyan repeats itself each year on the same day. This is why we have the custom to celebrate birthdays. What's the Inyan of a birthday? It's the day when the person, the Neshama, came down into this world to achieve something. He had a mission here. And every year on that day, it's re-strengthened. And people give brachas on birthdays. They've got special koyach. So we're preparing for Shavuos. And we've been counting every day, looking forward to this tremendous day of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. And what are we talking about? Cheesecake. What's going on here? we're preparing for the day of Kabbalah Satorah. This is a tremendous day of the year when the Eden were chosen from all of the nations of the world and they accepted the Torah and cheesecake. It's a bit of a letdown.
Not really.
Well, it depends who bakes it. But it's strange. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up Har Sinai, he went into the Shemayim on all different levels, and the Medrash says that the Malachim gave him presents on each level. When he went through, the Malachim gave him presents. What were the presents? They weren't physical things, nothing physical up there. They gave him Minhagei Yisrael. As they state, Yiddisha Minhagim. Those were the presents which the Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, they were showing him the power of a Minhag Yisrael. It's to do with Kabbalah Satorah. And every Minhag Yisrael, which is Alpi Torah. Sometimes, unfortunately, there are Minhagim which are not Alpi Torah. And that's why the Minhag, the Mem, Nun, Hei, Gimel, is the same letters as Gimel, Hei, Nun, Mem, which is Gehenim. You've got to make sure that the Minhag is based on Torah. But they're not just Minhagim. You know, it's only a Minhag, you hear people say. It's only a Minhag. It's a Chelik HaTorah. It's a very, very important Chelik HaTorah. And the Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu Minhagi Yisrael. That was for preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah. So we mustn't make light of any Minhag Yisrael. It's a very powerful thing. When the Torah was given, it says, Koil Godoil V'lo Yosof. It was a tremendous voice when they heard the letter that says the Dibros, V'lo Yosof, and it didn't add on. What does that mean? So the Medrash says that there was no echo. Normally, when you're in a midbar, big empty space, then you've got a mountain and you shout there, it hits the mountain and rebounds. What was the purpose of Kabbalah's HaTorah? What was the purpose of the Torah? Why did the Eibishter give us the Torah here? And it's a very interesting thing. It's something which in the other worlds cannot be achieved. And that's why the Eibishter created this world and gave us the Torah. The Torah is connected with physical things. And this is one of the reasons I heard why an oval says Kaddish after a person dies. What's the purpose of Kaddish? The person who dies can't do mitzvahs anymore. Because the whole union of mitzvahs was in a physical world. Once they've left it, they can't do it anymore. In fact, I heard once a very interesting thing that people go to the Beis Olam and they want to daven, and sometimes they ask the neshama to help them for a particular inyan, whatever it is. Now, how do you know if the neshama is actually there? So it said that there's always neshamas floating around in a Beis HaKavaris. You should say, any neshama who can hear me and will go and fetch my father or whoever it is, I will give tzedakah on their behalf. And they go mishugah, because they can't do mitzvahs there. Suddenly somebody comes in and says, I'm going to do a mitzvah on your behalf if you'll do me this favour. And they go running. It's an interesting thing. Because the whole tachlis of the creation of this world was to bring Elokus, the Eibishter, into the physical world. It says, Bereshis bara Elokim. Elokim is gematria hateva, nature. That's what the Eibishter wanted, that he should be brought down into the physical world. And therefore, all the minhagim to do with cheesecake are very, very important. Because you are bringing the Eibishter down into cheese. Into whatever it is. And this is the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of Kabbalah HaTorah. To bring the Eibishter down. This is why it says when the Torah was given, there was no echo. An echo is where the sound rebounds. In other words, it can't go through, it hits and comes back. That's not the purpose of the Torah. The purpose of the Torah was to refine the physical world. Therefore, the sounds of the Seder Sedibros went through the mountain, didn't rebound. So there was another way you see that you've got to bring the Torah, the Eibishter, into the physical world. And we also find this very interesting thing, the first word of the Seder Sedibros is Onoichi. I don't know if any of you know Egyptian here, but I was given a shiur once to a group of women, and there was a woman from Egypt there, and I asked her, how do you say I am in Egyptian? She said, Anoch. This is a few thousand years later, it's the same word. Onoichi in Egyptian means I am. So the first word of the Seder Sedibros, the holy Seder Sedibros, the 620 letters in the Seder Sedibros, connected the Tariyot mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs and 7 mitzvahs derabbanan, which are actually, each letter represents one mitzvah. The last 7 mitzvahs of the Seder Sedibros are the 7 mitzvahs derabbanan. The last 7 letters are Asher L'Reyacho, Aleph Shem Reish, Lamed Reish, Ayin Chof. Asher, Aleph stands for Avelus, that's the dinner of Shiva for 7 days. Shin stands for Simcha, like Sheva Brothers. Reish stands for Rishuyos, to make Eruv Chaseiras and things. Lamed is Lechem, got to be Yiddish bread, Pasakum is also. Ayin is, sorry, Reish is not Rishuyos, Ayin is the Orev, the Reish is Rechitza. To wash the tins you dine before you eat. Wait a minute, no, iron is not. Iron is Amalek. Amalek is Makris and Megillah. The blood, Amalek, the Haman, and so on. And Chof is Koyanim, which is Chanukah, the Chashmonoim. So there you've got hinted the 7 mitzvahs of the Rabbanan. And so it's a very, very holy part of the Torah, the Seder Sedibros. The Yidden heard it from the Eibishter. And yet it begins with Onoichi, an Egyptian word. What's the idea? The idea is that the Eibishter wanted that he created Egypt. Why did he create Egypt? What was it made for? To bring the Eibishter down into Egypt. Into every part of the world. In fact, the Eibishter promised Avram that the Yidden will be Avodim in Mitzrayim for so many years. Then they'll go out with great wealth. Thank you very much. A guy's been in prison for 210 years and you tell him to go out with great wealth. Let me out of here. Forget the wealth. The wealth was the whole part of going down to Mitzrayim. They took out the gold and silver and they built the Mishkan with it, used it for godly things. This was one of the reasons why they had to go to Mitzrayim, to bring the Eibishter down, even into the physical land, however low it was. This is the idea. And therefore the first word of Anochi is in Egyptian, where the Eibishter is telling us that you've got to bring me down into everything, to everywhere, into this physical world. This is what it's all about. And they say that Rabbonim are very, very holy people. Businessmen have got a bigger job in this world than the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim are at home. They're not in the world. The businessman, he's in the world. He's got opportunities of bringing the Eibishter down. I told a guy who sells property, so whenever you sell a house, donate a mezuzah to the people who are buying the house. So you're making thousands of pounds profit on the house, another £30, a big deal. And in this way, you're bringing the Eibishter down into your business. Simple things. And you're not allowed to steal in business, except tax. But normally, you're not allowed to steal. And there's so many mitzvahs that you can bring down whilst you're doing business, which Rabbonim can't. Obviously, they've got a big job, that's no question. But this is the whole tachlis. To bring the Eibishter down into everyday life. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To do mitzvahs with the land. Because you can't do them outside. This is what it was all about. So therefore, this is the whole tachlis. And finally it says, we learned in Emor. It says, Emor el ha-kohenim b'nei Aaron. Emor, say to the kohenim, v'omarto aleihem, and you should say to them. So Rashi says, what's this repetition of Emor v'omarto? So one shot is Emor el ha-kohenim, say to the kohenim and tell them, v'omarto, you shall say to your children and educate them. There's another pshat, lahaze gedolim ala ketanim, that the gedolim are the big mitzvahs. Ketanim are the small customs, the small mitzvahs. Is lahaze gedolim ala ketanim. Don't say these are big mitzvahs, they're going to do them, but the little mitzvahs don't have to bother so much. No, lahaze gedolim ala ketanim, that even the small mitzvahs are just as important as the big mitzvahs. Because there's no such thing really as small mitzvahs. So, we're coming now to the mitzvah of eating cheesecake or milchiks on Shavuos. What is so important about it?
The minig.
Statement in the Torah.
It's a minig.
Yeah. It's actually hinted in the Torah. Everything is hinted in the Torah. First, the simple reason, the Eden were given the laws of Kashrus. First time, they were given the laws of Kashrus. So they couldn't eat anything on that day. They needed shchita and milchiks and fleishiks. The first thing they could eat was milk. Didn't need any preparations, absolutely finished. So to remind us of that, the laws of Kashrus, so we have milk. Then it says, Reishis bikuri ad moscha, tovi beis Hashem elokecha. You've got to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And they bring it Shavuos time, that's the new fruit. Lo yisavashal gedi v'chalei b'moy. You mustn't cook milk and meat together. What's one got to do with the other? In the same posuk. There's this various pshatim, we saw a very nice pshat, that I think Rabbeinu Bachai brings it down, that blood is metamtem hamoyach v'halev. It's confuses the brains, blood. That's why we're not allowed to eat blood. And when we buy meat, we've got to salt the meat to take the blood out, so it shouldn't affect us. When you put milk into meat, then it arouses the blood inside the meat. It wakens it up. And therefore is matamtim to moyach v'halev. It closes up the mind. Now, the Eved is telling us, Reishis bikuri ad moschot tovi beis Hashem elekecha. You've got to bring bikurim, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you come to Yerushalayim for your Eretz Yomtiv, you bring your kavanas, and you bring your first fruits. And you gain tremendous amount, beruchnius, when coming into the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, even today, when you go to the Koysel, it's an inspiration. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, you don't want to go with your mind all fashtopped by having eaten blood beforehand. Therefore, the Torah says, if you want to gain what you should gain from going to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, is lo sevashel gedi b'chaleiv imoy. Don't mix milchiks and fleishiks, because then you're not going to gain what you should gain by going to the Beis HaMikdash. That is one inyan why it's put there. It states that milk is the inyan of chesed, it's white. And blood is the inyan of gevura, severity. And you don't mix the two together. That's why you mustn't eat milk and meat, put the two together. On the other hand, it's an interesting thing that milk comes from blood. It comes from blood. Honey comes from bees. Eretz Yisrael is a land, Eretz Zovas, Cholov, the vase flowing with milk and honey. What do we have here? You've got two things which have come from unclean things. The bee, which is also shkotzim, you're not allowed to eat them, and you get the honey from it. And you've got the milk, which comes from blood. And this is a koyach ha-Torah, that the Torah can take something which is maybe originally became unclean, and to purify it. And Eretz Yisrael is called the land flowing with milk and honey, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can purify. If a person did Avedas and he wants to do tshuva, it's through Koyach HaTorah, he can purify anything which was unclean. And therefore it becomes allowed. So we've got more reasons. You can live on milk. I remember Bachan Yeshiva had some problems and he decided to go on milk. For 2 weeks he never had anything else except milk. And all babies are born and live on milk. Nothing else. So the Torah is compared to milk. You can't live without Torah. You look at the world today, the situation of the world today, every country's at war with the other one, and certain religions believe in killing. It's an Indian. The Torah is what gives us life. Torah gives us life like milk. So this is one of the ideas of milk. The Kotzke Rebbe says this thought, that when the Torah was given, we were like babies who were living on milk. We're living on Torah. That's another reason. Cholov, incidentally, adds up to 40. And there are 40 days from Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain receiving the Torah. So as a reminder of that, what was he doing up the mountain? What do we need to know how many days he was up the mountain for? Very, very important to know this. Because some people believe in the Chumash, in the Bible. But the oral law is a different story. What was he doing 40 days up the mountain? He was being taught Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. It's exactly the same Torah. There's no difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. So therefore we have milk to remind us of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spent on the mountain. I mean, normally you can't teach Torah Shabbat in 40 days. I've been a teacher for some years and I don't think doing 40 years, mind 40 days. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Rebbe was the Eivishter. The Eivishter can do it. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great person, and the Eivishter taught him the Torah, the whole of Torah Shabbat Peh, and so to remind us of these 40 days, we have milk. Also, on Shavuos, they brought shtei halechem, two loaves of bread from the new crops. Well, where's this reminder, celebration of this today. And the answer is, this is why we have milchiks and fleishiks. We have one loaf of bread with the milk and one loaf of bread with the meat. So that's a reminder of the shteilechem. Reminds us of the korban shteilechem which they used to bring. We can't actually bring it today, but at least we can, if it reminds us of it and talk about it, it's as if we brought it. The best place, where do you keep milk? If you keep it in silver vessels, it's no good. It could make it go sour. It's got to be kept in simple clay cheres, earthenware vessel, in a bottle, which is also made from earth, in a simple keli. That's where you have to keep it. And the same way with the Torah is absorbed in a person who is humble, who's bottle to the Torah, realizes the Torah is everything and we are nothing without the Torah. And therefore, to remind us of that, we have the milk. The Torah, incidentally, is the wisdom of Hashem. But Hashem does not have wisdom. No, I'm not a Picardus, no. Hashem doesn't have wisdom. Hashem cannot have anything. Because the moment you have something, then it means that there's you and there's the thing that you have. But there's nothing besides Hashem. Everything is part of Hashem. So Hashem doesn't have wisdom. Hashem is wisdom. Hu v'chochmosoi echot. The Rambam says, Hu hamada v'hu hayadua v'hu hayadea. He knows, he is known, and he is knowledge. Not that he has. This is all part of the Eibishter. So therefore, when we learn Torah, we are taking Torah into our minds. This is the Eibishter himself is going into our minds, so there can't be a greater connection to the Elikos than learning Torah. It's the greatest unity a Yid can have with the Eibishter. And therefore, this is what the Shavuos is all about, how we are connected to the Eibishter. Then there's another reason. When Moshe came up to the mountain, the Malachim didn't want him to have the Torah. No, taking the Torah from us. So the Eibishter said to Moshe, answer the Malachim. He said to them, when you came to Avraham, what did you eat there? Avraham gave them milk, and he gave them meat. So you don't keep the Torah. And they had nothing to say. The only problem with that is how could Avraham mix milk and meat? And one answer is very interesting. It says, "Es habokva asher osa Avraham." Avraham brought the food to the Malachim. Vayikach chema v'cholov. He brought them milk and butter. Es habokva asher osa. And the cattle which he made. So Rashi says, plain pshat is tikkun, which he prepared. But others learn that he made it. He never had an animal at the time, and he made it. How can you make it? If the Maral can make a golem, Avraham can make an animal. The Gemara brings, I've forgotten the names, to Amaroyim, he used to make behemoths every single Erev Shabbos to eat them on Shabbos. How did Hashem make things? With words. By Yoyme Elokim, Hashem said, Yehi oil, Yehi this. Hashem made them with words, because what's the definition of a word? It's a revelation of what's in your mind. That's what a word is. Is by Yom Elokim, and God said, God revealed himself in the way of a sun, of a moon, and so on and so forth. So, this is, it's an amazing thing. And therefore, Avraham didn't take a human animal, which is, because he kept the whole Torah, which you're not allowed to have in milk, he made it. If that's the case, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina to the Malachim? The answer is they didn't know. They didn't know that. They would have known, okay, but they didn't know that. They thought it was milk and meat. And therefore, they had no right if they wanted to keep the Torah. And they had nothing to answer. So that was a good thing to remind us of that. So we have meat and milk, and because that was the cause of the Torah being given to us, which is a tremendous thing. Some more reasons. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar. This is the reason why we put greens in shul and that. They used to put trees in shul. I think the Vilna Gaon stopped that minig because of the 25th of December. The Goyim put trees. They put trees up. And so they stopped the minig. But they still today, people put flowers and put greens. Because one of the reasons for the green is because the mountain sprouted, all around the mountain, at the bottom there, sprouted greens and that. Another reason is that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar, and he was born 3 months early, so his mother could hide him at home. And then, after the 3 months, she had to take him away, otherwise they'd come looking for him. And she put him in the reeds. She did not put him in the River Nile, because the River Nile was an Avodah Zorah. And you're not allowed to have benefit from an Avodah Zorah. They worshipped the Nile, was the god of Egypt. Now you'll ask the Kasha, the whole story with Bas Parah, she stretched out her hand to fetch the basket from the water, and her hand went long and she brought it in. She went down to the river. What did she go down for? To become Jewish, to go to Mikveh. So therefore, she was mevatel the Avodah Zorah. She made it, it's not an Avodah Zorah anymore. She's going in it to become a Yid. And a Goy is allowed to be Mevatel Avodah Zorah, and it won't be Avodah Zorah anymore. Therefore, then, when she went into the mikveh there, then the box with Moshe in flew out into the river, because it wasn't an idol anymore. And then she had to stretch out her hand, and she brought him in, and he wouldn't feed. 3-minute-old baby, he needed milk, and he wouldn't feed. Again, a small thing. Why wouldn't he feed? Because his mouth is going to speak with the Shechina. I don't think Goyshe milk is one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. It's in case it's come from a trade for animal. In fact, I was on a flight once, I won't say which country I was going to, but I had a meal there with a Hechsher on. And when I arrived in the country, I found out that the milk was Goyshe milk. And they give a hechsher to it. It's was from a kosher behema, so no Yid saw it being milked, big deal. So they gave a hechsher. So you can see, at least you can find a heter. We mustn't find a heter 100%, but it's not deraisa. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu refused to drink from it. As again, I'm in a Yisrael. And they had to bring, Miriam came forward and brought his mother along, and then he fed. So to remind us of this, of the Mesiras Nefesh, of kashrus, of milk, we have milk on Shavuos. And again, the idea of bringing the Torah down into the physical world, there is a custom to stay up Shavuos night till dawn. I was in Scotland once, Mesiras Nefesh to stay till dawn. We had to bench because we hadn't finished eating yet. I think dawn was 1 o'clock. Now anyway, what's the meaning to stay up till dawn? Because when the Torah was being given the night before, the Eden went to sleep. It's sort of like the question of cheesecake. What's going on here? They've been counting every day for 49 days. So excited. Couldn't wait for Kabbalah HaTorah. And they go to bed. If you're going on a cruise next day, abroad somewhere, an exciting place, you can't sleep, you're so excited. Make nachasna next day. And here, the Eden, all go to sleep. And the Eved had to wake them up in the morning to give them the Torah. And the answer is that they were in such a spiritual state, they wanted to get as close to the Eved as possible. And the only way he could do it is by going to sleep. It says sleep is a 60th of death, the Gemara says. And the neshama goes up to a degree. And they thought that would be the most appropriate way of preparing for Kabbalah Satoira, to get as close to the Eibishter as possible. But they made a big mistake. Because, as we've been saying, the purpose of the Torah was not to go up there, it was to come down here. To bring the Eibishter down here. In fact, it says that the two sons of Aaron died. It doesn't say they were killed. It says, Achrimoy Shnei B'nei Aaron, B'korvosom Lifnei Hashem V'yamusu, when they drew near before God and died. So the question is asked, it says, Achrimoy, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they drew near before God. Why does it say again, and they died? And the answer is, that's how they died. They drew near before God. They wanted to go back to Hashem, and then the Neshamas went out. But it was wrong. They were on a high level. Moshe Rabbeinu said they were greater than me and you to Aaron. But it was wrong, because the purpose of Torah is to bring it down into the physical world, into our daily life. As Abraham should help him, we should enjoy the cheesecake, and bring the Torah down into our physical life, wherever possible, and then we'll be zoichim to the Gula, Mrs. Bashleima, B'chorav Mamish.